Leaders from South Sudan and Sudan signed what they called the final communique on the future of the disputed Abyei region on Monday after 2 days of talks. President Salva Kiir's security advisor, Tut Galwat Manime, who led a delegation to Khartoum for the talks, signed on behalf of the government of South Sudan, while the deputy chairperson of Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, signed on behalf of Sudan. The final communique states that the two sides will work to address local needs in Abyei and provide humanitarian assistance and services. The two governments also agreed to build hospitals, schools and roads to be shared by the two sides. The communique further tasked the international community and the United Nations to support projects as one way of preparing the area for a final settlement of the dispute on the ownership of Abyei. Deng Juach, a native of Abyei, says he welcomes the resumption of the talks by the two countries. Juach says his homeland has witnessed several conflicts related to claims and counterclaims of land ownership by communities in the neighboring areas. He says determining the final status of Abyei could result into a lasting peace and stability in the region.
The problem now, materials they are demanding. It's the part of a gay land, which is belong to Morgan. This is what's causing conflict between Morgan and Syria now. But two countries, if they come up with the final solution, final status, that means our position will be very clear. And even Sudan, or those of Syria, they'll be told by their country. At least to stay away from a gay land, and they've made it very clear to them that this land belongs to a gay. And their right only. They're supposed to come for grace. This is their right. And we are not rejecting this one. And for me, I think we will solve the problem.
The 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, or CPA, placed the disputed Abyei border area under joint administration of Sudan and the then government of Southern Sudan until a final resolution is reached on the status of the area in a referendum period to the South Sudan's independence in 2011. Dwight says in the last 18 years, the two countries have done very little to determine the final status of Abyei. He says since the two governments have agreed to resume the talks over the Abyei, the international community should push the two countries to reach an agreement.
These two countries, up to this moment, after they signed a peace agreement in Nipacha, 2005, up to now, both countries, they failed to bring a solution for Abyei people. And the international community and regional community like UN and like African Union is supposed to work very hard. And UN agency is supposed to work very hard to help these two countries, to push these two countries to come up with the final status in Abyei. Otherwise, our suffering will continue.
Another resident of Abyei, Wol Manguk, says he expects the Sudan and South Sudan to recognize the unilateral 2013 referendum in which natives of Abyei voted overwhelmingly to join South Sudan. The governments of South Sudan and Sudan did not recognize the results of the 2013 referendum.
Unless two countries come down again and say, okay, we have done wrong thing, Abyei, we have made people Abyei suffer a lot, so let us agree. If they agree, that agreement, it is they who know. It is South Sudan and Sudan who will know alone. We don't know. But what we have known as a solution before was recognition of our referendum was Abyei to be taken back by administrative order, or Abyei can be given a third option to stay and to stay alive and get the services and development of the area.
Mukhtar Babo Nimr is the paramount chief of the Meseria community. He also welcomes the move by the governments of South Sudan and Sudan to resume talks on the final status of Abyei. Nimr says determining the site for Abyei and demarcating its borders will give the Meseria and Ngok Dinka communities a chance to live peacefully. Manguk says if the current talks ends without an agreement, the people of Abyei should be given a third option, such as an independent or autonomous region. The governments of Sudan and South Sudan agreed to hold a third session of the Abyei talks in Juba on a date to be determined by the two sides. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.